Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Following the Charlottesville tragedy, and a tragedy it certainly was, the Southern Poverty Law Center has tried to exploit that tragedy. And unfortunately, some of the media have parroted this false, defamatory, and frankly, dangerous rhetoric. No one knows more about how dangerous this is than the Family Research Council, which has been a target in the past of a terrorist attack by an individual who went to the SPLC website and targeted the FRC just because of their position on marriage and human sexuality. Our special guest today is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There is no other organization, General Boykin, other than the Family Research Council, that knows firsthand the danger of this kind of false labeling, where organizations like the Family Research Council, Liberty Counsel, Alliance Defending Freedom, and others are lumped in falsely, wrongly, with these violent hate organizations that actually engage in and or promote violence, because FRC was a target of one of these attacks because of the SPLC in 2012.
Yeah, last week was the fifth year anniversary of the shooting in our building when Floyd Lee Corkins came in at about 10:40 in the morning with a 9mm pistol and 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, shot our building manager and told the judge later that he came in to kill as many people as possible because Southern Poverty Law Center listed us as a hate group on their website. You know, Matt, the truth of the matter is Southern Poverty Law Center is an arm of the radical extreme left. They are an action arm of the radical extreme left. They don't even pretend to be this civil rights organization that they started out to be. Today, they are so transparent in terms of what their real agenda is, and their real agenda is to shut you down, Matt Staver. They've targeted you, Matt, because you are a Christian and you are a conservative and you speak on conservative Christian values. They're trying to shut us down and a lot of other organizations like us. And don't ever forget that the guy that shot Steve Scalise was also visiting their website.
Right.
And Steve Scalise was on that website.
There was an article that SPLC wrote about Representative Scalise trying to suggest that he was a white supremacist, which is absolutely ridiculous. David Duke apparently is in his district. So in the SPLC's mind, that makes him a white supremacist. Well, I mean, how many other people that are radical one way or another are in the districts of every other member of Congress? Does that make them a supporter of that person? Absolutely not.
So it's like the epitome of hypocrisy. SPLC is causing this violence. I mean, FRC incurred it directly. We've had to strap down our security tighter and gotten threats as well. So it's just, it's unbelievable that they're, you know, categorizing all of us into this hate label when they are actually causing the violence.
I totally agree with you. They are causing the violence. And you know, Matt, God bless you for having the courage to just keep coming out and coming back at them every day. But you know, what they are doing, there is no legitimacy to it. And they list all these KKK organizations and all that and then shove us up in among them. I think the only reason they list them to begin with, they are obviously groups that are advocating violence and so forth. But I think the only reason they list them at all is so they can shove us in right there with them. And the fact is, I think that is dangerous. I think it is reckless behavior. And as you said earlier, we at the Family Research Council have reaped the results of that kind of thing.
You know, when you look at these different symbols where someone says, which one does not fit in this particular series of symbols?
Yeah.
Remember, every one of us had to do those tests that you had to take. And I was thinking of this the other day where they listed all these KKK and white supremacists and Nazi organizations and other violent organizations, racist organizations. And then they drop in a couple of names, Family Research Council, Liberty Council. It's like, which organizations do not fit this mold?
Right.
And in fact, the titles on the media, whether it's CNN, the Associated Press, or the local media, actually talks about these are the active hate groups, and they are neo-Nazis and others.
Yeah.
And then they list FRC, which doesn't fit. Liberty Council doesn't fit.
No.
Alliance Defending Freedom doesn't fit. American Family Association, they're not hate groups, but they lump you in. And that actually is not just rhetoric, because we know two documented situations in which people have gone and acted on those false labels by SPLC and tried to commit mass murder. Fortunately, in both cases at FRC, you had the astute, alert security guard that stopped a mass murder. And also in Representative Scalise cases, in the other, you had Representative Scalise security that stopped a mass murder. But when are they going to stop, and when is the media going to stop perpetuating this kind of false narrative?
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, remember, they are also the same ones that listed a former presidential candidate, Ben Carson, as a hater, as a hate monger. A Southern Poverty Law Center said he's a hate monger. And this guy has saved the lives of more children, has improved the quality of life of more children. And this is one of the most humble, inspiring men that I've ever been around. And they list him as a hate monger. I mean, what's the credibility to this? You just decide one day you're going to list people as hate mongers, and that has credibility? Well, it has credibility because that's exactly what the left wants. They want to be able to label us. And then you get 8 years of President Obama, who endorses and supports this kind of nonsense. And you got the Department of Defense and the Department of the Army and the Department of Justice using their data. It's insane, because there is no thought that goes into what is the long-term impact of this on these organizations that are clearly Christian organizations, conservative organizations. What's the long-term impact? There's no thought that goes into that.
Well, you know, with regards to some of the media and others, whether it's a GuideStar that put this list out there as well, there's all this parroting of this SPLC. At the end of the day, what you're seeing is an attempt not only to shut down conservative Christian pro-family voices, but also to punish them, and the consequences can be dangerous because it puts them in physical harm. I know FRC and many of the other organizations like Liberty Council, we have to engage in additional security.
Right.
Just because of this false labeling, it has to come to an end. It has to stop, and it has to stop now.
And to take advantage of it right after Charlottesville, I mean, just you're creating a whole nother bee's nest, you know, and stirring up the pot.
What would you suggest to the people listening that they can do? Because there's a lot of people that see through this, and it's becoming this ideological warfare that is dividing the country. What would the average person, what would you suggest that they can do?
I would say two things. Number one, write your congressman and demand that your congressman get engaged in stopping the reckless behavior of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they can do that, by the way. The second thing is write the news outlets that are using SPLC data and let them know how you feel about that, and start a petition in your local church or your local businesses or your city, and let the news corporations know that you are watching them and that their credibility is declining because of their use of data by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's foolish.
Good point.
Well, our special guest has been Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin with the Family Research Council. He's on the front line of these issues with regards to the whole ideological attack on pro-family organizations like Family Research Council, Liberty Council, the American Family Association, Alliance Defending Freedom, and many others. because they're Christian organizations, pro-family, and conservative organizations. He's leading the charge in so many ways. Thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom, General Boykin.
Matt, it was a privilege being with you.
You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have a booklet regarding the Southern Poverty Law Center. You can order that booklet online. We also have other information about the SPLC on our website so that you can be informed when you write back, for example, to your local newspaper when they publish this kind of false and defamatory and dangerous information on their websites or in their media. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.